Good morning, everybody. What a great God. What an awesome God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does adore him. What a mighty, majestic, awesome, all-powerful, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God that we serve. I am motivated. I am motivated to pray like never before. I pray past my feelings. I pray past what I'm going through. I pray no matter what I experience and feeling, what's coming against me, I push myself to pray because I understand the power of prayer. I know that nothing can happen until I pray. Nothing can change until I pray. Nothing can shift until I pray. If I don't give myself to prayer, I'm going to be in the same place, the same position. Come on. So let's make sure we get everything we need to do and get from God this morning. Friday. This is Friday. This is our last day of prayer this week. As you know, on Saturday and Sunday is our days of personal prayer. But we're praying. You need to go ahead. Go ahead and call everybody you need to call. Get them on this prayer line. Let's get them in prayer. Let's get them into intercession. Because as we begin to pray, things begin to change. As we begin to pray, things begin to turn. You only got a couple of more minutes before the line is jammed. We're already at over 900 people. So let's go ahead and call your mama, your sister, your brother. Call them and let them be a part of this. Let their life be changed. Let somebody's life be touched. Let the power of God demonstrate and show himself mighty in the life of an individual right now. Because like never before, we got to give ourselves to prayer. There is a war going on in the spirit. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. What are they? Yes, they are mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Did you hear that? I said every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. If you don't pray, you're not going to make it. The old folks said, if you don't fast, you won't last. And if you don't pray, you're not going to be able to stay. Oh, that ain't a joke. That's the truth. That ain't a joke. That is the truth. Everything in your life is contingent in prayer. And if you don't get in prayer, you're not going to make it. I'm saying this to you as a man of God, because with a strong sense of urgency in my spirit, I believe that this call is for us. We need to begin to seek the Lord like never before. God is shifting us. The stakes have never been higher. The signs are evident that a lot is happening in the spirit, and the enemy is seriously contending over your family, your godly seed. He's fighting for our churches. He's fighting for your testimony, for your community, for your nation. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 makes it very clear that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. There's a war going on. The Bible declared that this kind goeth not out except by prayer. Some translations say prayer and fasting. The times are running fast. We're already in the month of October. And as you see, it looks like years are turning into months. Months are turning into weeks. Weeks are turning into days. So we got to set aside this time. Why? You need to set aside this time because we don't want to leave no stone unturned. We cannot take any chances to allow the forces of evil and the wicked to carry out their plan and their agenda. The Bible declares in Psalm 79 that we can pray that the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. And we're believing that God shall arise and his enemies are going to be scattered. And I believe by divine authority that if we pray that your ear can end on a good note, God's going to give us an upper hand. And I believe that no surprise attacks are going to be able to prevail against us. But The only way we're going to do this is we got to override the devil. We got to override the devil. Are you listening to me? And the only way you can override it is in prayer. The only way you can override the devil is in prayer. We are praying because so many of you, by the Spirit of God, are experiencing so many attacks. I mean, it is attack after attack after attack. And every time you find yourself trying to rest, every time you find yourself trying to experience a time of rest, you can't seem to rest because there's so much attacks. But we are commanding rest. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. Luma shakala mandala kirala bahasa. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4 and let's beat this monkey down this morning. We bless the name of our God. We honor him. My God, Hebrews chapter 4. My God, one of my favorite scriptures, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9. And look at what the word of God declares in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9. It says, there remaineth a rest to the people of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. We are praying this morning by divine authority. We are commanding rest for the people of God. We are commanding rest. And not only are we commanding rest, we are commanding restoration in all areas of our life. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, I command rest for my life, for the people of God, for my family. I command rest in every area of my life. And I command restoration in Jesus' name. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, if you said in your word that you give your beloved sweet sleep, you said how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Father, your people are being attacked on every end. There is attacks on every end. Attacks at home, attacks at our jobs, attacks in our family, attacks, glory, hallelujah, in our bodies. Attacks in our finances. So many attacks, Lord, that we're unable to rest properly. So many people are dying because they're not resting. There's a spirit, hallelujah, of insomnia that is in the land. And so many people are not experiencing the rest of God. Not just sleep, Lord, but rest in their spirit. You said, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and you will give us rest. You said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Father, hear the cries of your people. Lord, listen to your people praying. Hear the cries of that mother. Hear the cry of that father who was unable to rest, who was being fought on every end, who was unable to experience the rest of God. Father, I command rest. I command rest from our enemies. I command rest from our enemies. The Bible declares that David wanted to build the temple, and Solomon did not build the temple until he had rest from all of his enemies. Father, I command rest. I command rest in every area of my life. May I experience the rest of God. May I experience supernatural rest. May I have uncommon rest. A rest that I'm able to rest in your promise. A rest where I'm able to trust you like never before. I thank you for divine rest. I declare divine rest. I decree divine rest. Moshe, men sheneme, minanaman shatalamaya. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Command rest. Command rest. Rest from oppression. Rest from disease. Rest from witchcraft. Rest from every work of the enemy. You said in your word that 1,000 shall fall at one side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but no evil shall befall us. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling, for you will give your angels charge. Father, I'm able to rest in your strength, rest in your power. Mashallah, le mandele ke de lebaya, robo robo suturi mikian kalamaya, man vananamo. Mushteleme, lemendele lebele kitala bancha, jankala mandala hoba, handele biasia. Father, not only do I command rest, But I thank you that this is another prayer point that I'm praying. In Joel chapter 2, you promised to restore the years that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the locust have eaten away. We are commanding restoration of everything that was lost, everything that was taken, all time wasted. I command restoration. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that everything stolen from the life of my children, everything stolen from my family, every inheritance that belongs to me, everything that was taken from me by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, I command restoration. I declare a restoration of influence. I declare a restoration of power. I declare a restoration of finance. I declare a restoration of miracles. May the church receive restoration like never before. Father, the church has not seen miracles and signs and wonders in America. We've not seen a demonstration of your power as that of in the Bible. You said in your word that there will be a restitution of all things, that we will see the power of God in manifestation. Father, I decree a restoration of the miraculous. I declare restoration of prayer. I declare restoration of intercession to the church, to the body of Christ at large. Father, I declare a restoration of unity between the black church and the white church and the Chinese church and the Hispanic church. Father, of course, we know there's only one church of the Lord Jesus Christ, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. But I declare a restoration. I declare a restoration of all things. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word, and by the covenant that you've given to us, by your promises, we declare restoration. Father, we declare restoration of relationship, every covenant relationship, every godly relationship, every friendship that you have put together. You said in your word that what you have joined together, let not man put asunder. But I declare that every godly relationship that was sin in our life, that was destroyed by division, by strife, by gossip, in the name of Jesus, I declare a restoration. Hey, halabasha. Hey, mandelebekota. I declare a restoration. I command a restoration of fire, a restoration of zeal, a restoration of tenacity. Father, I declare a restoration of power, even in our country. Grant unto us influence. Grant unto us influence. I command Erebasha, Yambibibiasia, Ilamandolakotaya. I command a restoration of influence in the name of Jesus on all fronts, in every aspect of my life. I thank you that restoration is coming. Hey, Balabasha. Hey, Mandelebeketa, Litalabandalabo, Robo Robo Sukunini Mikiandeleme, Lemendele Balabadia. La balaba, le bandelebe, le bandelebe, le bandelebe, lubandelebe kita, litananamanzo, o shakini, lifankelebe, le banzolomoya, robosotu, lukolumondelebe kika, la mandele, la mian shatina manzo, ondolo oshna, yembebebebiasia, in the name of Jesus. Father, Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient time, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all that I please. We are declaring tonight by the blood, we are commanding the will, the purpose, and the counsel of God for our life to be manifested. What do you mean? I told you, we know by divine authority and we know through revelation of scripture that we understand by the books. That's what Daniel said. He understood by the books. We understand through revelation, by divine revelation, that just because it's God's will doesn't mean it's going to come to pass. The Bible declares it's not his will that any should perish. People are dying. People are being lost. People are going to hell. We see in 3 John 2, beloved, I would above all things that thou mayest prosper. That was a letter given to Gaius from John. But we know by the blood that every scripture is given by the inspiration of God. God wants you to prosper. Psalm 35:27, God has pleasure in your prosperity. But just because it's God's will, don't mean it's going to happen. Just because God spoke it, don't mean it's going to happen. It is enforced by prayer. It is manifest through intercession. It is manifest through confession of the word of God. We are praying today that the will and the purpose of God and the counsel of our God will come to pass. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I command the will, the purpose, and the counsel of God for my life to manifest. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you know your plan for my life. According to Jeremiah 29:11, for you know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of good and not of evil. And it is to give us an expected end. You declared unto Jeremiah 1 that before you came out the belly, you knew us. You ordained us. You gave us our assignment. You said what we were called to be. But Father, in the name of Jesus, there is an adversary. There's a devil out there who is out to destroy our life. But in the name of Jesus, I command the will and the purpose and the counsel of God for my life to prevail. I command it to prevail. I command it to prevail. I command it to prevail. I command the will of God for my family, the purpose of God for my finances, the purpose of God for my community, the purpose of God for my nation, the purpose and plan of God for this nation and for my church to prevail. Father, I command the will of God for KCC to prevail. I command the will of God for Brian Karn to prevail. I command the will of God for Chloe to prevail. Chloe, I command the will of God for your life to prevail. Malabashata, I command it to prevail against the agenda of the enemy. I command the will of God for Anthony to prevail. Mendelebe ekorabashata, I command it to prevail and be superimposed against every agenda of the enemy. I command the will of God for my sister, for my brother-in-law. I command the will of God for his life to prevail. Hey, 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 Shataba, Shakinamanda, lift your voice and begin to pray. I command the will of God for every individual who is connected to my life, my mother, my father, my sisters, my brothers, my husband, my wife. Call their names. You got to be specific when you pray. Add specificity to your prayer. You know their name. I'm praying in general, but you have the power to pray specifically. I command the will of God for their life to prevail over the agenda of the enemy, over the agenda of the enemy, over the strategy of the enemy. I superimpose the will of God for this nation. I superimpose the will of God for Joe Biden, for Kamala Harris. I superimpose the will of God, hallelujah, for Governor Abbott in Texas. Hallelujah, for Governor DeSantis here in Florida, for Governor Cooper in North Carolina. I superimpose the will of God. I declare that the counsel of God for their life will prevail. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you have given my governor and you have given my president and my vice president a God mind. I thank you giving them a God mind. I command a God mind. Hey, Masha. Hey, Mikande. Le Telema. Lulalaman Sikili Mie. The plan of God for my life concerning relationship will prevail. The plan of God for my life concerning ministry will prevail. The plan of God for my life concerning my assignment in the earth will prevail against the plan of the enemy, against the agenda of the enemy. Come on, command it to prevail in the life of Ebony. Command it to prevail in the life of Joshua. Command it to prevail in the life of Martin. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Mele, Lumalaman Shati. Father, I thank you that your plan for my life will prevail, not my plan, not my agenda. I even declare that the plan of God would prevail not just over the agenda of the enemy, but over my agenda, over the agenda of my flesh, over the agenda of my passion and my desires. It is your plan. that will prevail. I declare, I decree, I establish that the plan of God for my life, hey, 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 shata, imanamashe, yeneme ekondolobo, udalaban shatinimi ansia, sivele ekiankalamaya. Father, I cancel the plans of the wicked. I cancel the plans of the wicked. I dismantle the plan of the wicked. I declare that the plan of the wicked will come to naught. I declare that the counsel of the devil will not stand. Whatever he has written, whatever he has planned, whatever he has decreed, may his decree be made null and void. May his decree fall to the ground and die. May his writing be erased in the heavens. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Ela bashata landele be kolamanda le kito lobohosa minuni mi anseni min fene me kresele andolobo ukuma shatala lamandele bere di alabansia sinolobohoya yambie seke yeke makanumi mikelele mendele etolobo oshna mandalo mandalo mandele be yendele de barabasia hey aka Ikana mohosha, yanjebe, yanjebe, yambebebebia, lemandele bekota, latile mendele ba'a. Shanamande, yerebehosha, janzizizie, zelebe ikomondolo kudala, lamande, yemandolo mohoya, yama, yamania, ye labasha, ye the plan of the enemy, for the continents of the earth be destroyed. Be dismantled. Oh, Masha, in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray one more prayer tonight. We're praying one more prayer. Moshaka, Mambele di Alamandalasia. Psalm 21, verse 11. For they intended evil against thee. They imagine a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. We are praying and binding the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we're commanding every evil plan, every evil plot, every evil enterprise to be terminated in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that they intended evil. There are individuals who are intending evil against you. There are individuals who are intending you to go under. They are intending evil against your marriage. They are intending evil against your job. They are intending evil against your promotion. But you, Meshe, Meshkano, Mukunini Mikikasnia, La Salamandele Edololobosa, Edolo Udala Idalamande, Ele Avalakis, Izikanu Ukumune, Ele Ala Ashni, Ebede Eshkado, Ukbanzele Atia, Handala Mahakamune, Ikeme, Ele Andalaba Asi, I Ala O Ashamala, Hasala Ansini, Ikalala Babandala Hato, Umandele, Havalada Oshneme, Mikeleba Andale Osonu, Ufanie, Ele Andale Eshno. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Halabahuba Shata. Ah, Ashkani. Ikananamo Usanu. Utulimi ikeleme e fala ala ala abala andi ala ata ala ata ala ati 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 bata abadebe e eshta ala ma andala asia e ashano ushema eshemene e hamana hasa hey hamana ho ho hokoma ikamandele etolo uma ashakani ikele antalamaya manfanunimi isene mi kame ekamundala utalama hamana Himana ho, kamandele ele adala adala oshna, handala lele bala adi alabandele ebe okamo, mukono ukunishne, mekaneshnele anfani, imbana asia, ha, hashatonoma uma, ele ala asi, lift your hands, say something to God, o baba babansha, pray in the Holy Ghost, o baba 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 bansita, alama oshna, pray in your language. Speak in your language to your father. Halabanshe Emana Oshana. Halibiansanumi Hinana Mohota. Something is happening. Mekenene, Lekeneneme, Mekeneneme, 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 Mani, Inanamo, Omanana Oshna, Hamfaniansi, Ikalo, Otalabansha, Anshaninimi, Ansalumu, Ukumuk Ukutala, Hambele de Ele Alalaba, Anshalo, Oshalamansini, Ikelebele Kakatia Kakata, yes, Lord. The plans of the enemy are being exposed. 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 Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, all intended evil against my life be overturned, be terminated in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that there are those who desire to see me go under. Father, there are individuals who desire to see me destroyed. But according to your word, I would not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Father, according to your word, there are individuals who intended evil against me and sought my shame, may shame my kusha, halamansha. In Psalm 21:11, they have plans, they have enterprises, they have businesses, they have agendas. Father, you revealed through the mouth of a prophet, and you revealed to me, yea, God, even on yesterday, you showed me a plan. You showed me preachers. You showed me several preachers who were attempting to set me up, who were attempting to hurt me. You showed it to me in a vision. You showed it, and we know that you revealed to redeem. But in the name of Jesus, may every wicked plot, may every wicked scheme, may every wicked plan against my life be terminated. May it be destroyed. God, you showed it to me, and you revealed it to redeem. You revealed it so that I can pray against it. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every evil agent that will be used by the enemy to attempt to set me up for my demise, by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, I command every evil agent to be broken into pieces. In the Lebe Este, you showed me. You showed it to 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 me. And you showed me what you had planned for my life, even in 2022, and what you were planning. And I declare that the purpose and plan of God for my life for 2022 will prevail. But every evil agenda, every evil plot, every evil plot, every evil plan, every evil scheme, every evil agenda and enterprise against my life, every conspiracy to buffet me, to harass me, to torment me, to stop me, to block me, may your plans be broken into pieces in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that every evil intention against KCC, every evil intention against KCC, against my business, against my body, against my health, against my family, may it be dismantled. May it be broken in pieces. In the name of Jesus, I overturn it. I overturn it. I override the plan of the enemy. I override the agenda of Satan. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, hey, shata, lekabansha, ishananamanso, omandelekita, lebedelebesha, every intended evil, every intended evil, every intended evil against my life, against my next level, every intended evil against my body, against KCC, every intended evil against this nation, every plan against Florida, against Georgia, against Tennessee, against Mississippi, against California, Oregon, Ele Balalanda Lemeeshalima, Utah, Montana, New York, Boston, every evil intention against those states, all countries, all cities, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command it to be terminated. I command it to be abolished in the name of Jesus. Hey, I deploy the blood of Jesus. I deploy the blood of Jesus. I release ministering angel. Yeneme Sheke Mekanomoso Urabande. Hey, Malaba, Shatanana Mahasha, I interrupt it. I abolish it. I destroy it. I dismantle every evil enterprise, every evil plan, every evil plot against my life. Hey, be dismantled, be destroyed by the blood of the Lamb. I declare, Satan, if you gather your loins, if you come up with a plan, it will be exposed. If you come up with a plan, you'll be broken into pieces. Whoever you attempt to use, I overthrow. I overthrow. I overthrow. I overthrow. I overthrow. I overthrow. Every evil son, every evil daughter, every evil intention, thought against my life, may it turn for good. 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 I command it to be terminated in the name of Jesus. Mashaba, yambebebebebebebeshete. Y'all got to pray. You must continue in prayer. Jesus prayed all night long before he chose his disciples. Not all night, not 30 minutes, not 1 hour. I know you've been enjoying this prayer time, and so am I. But I don't want this corporate prayer time to replace your personal time of prayer. Every opportunity you get, you need to be in prayer. Every moment you get, you need to pray, because there is a war going on in the spirit, and you got to pray for your life. I told you, the Lord revealed to me yesterday that there was a plan. God showed me five preachers who were planning my demise to attempt to set me up. I'm saying what I'm saying because I want the enemy to know his plan is exposed. I've seen it. I saw what he was going to send. I saw how he was going to send it. It's already been exposed, but the plan of God will prevail. The plan of God will prevail. The plan of God will prevail. Saints, you got to get spiritual, and you must recognize when you are being used by the devil. Some of you are so immature that you don't recognize that you're being used by the devil. You're so immature that you don't even see the strategies of the devil to use you. I received another attack yesterday out of nowhere for nothing. But these is what happened when you have given yourself to prayer and intercession. People attack you. People come against you. People bother you. People are used and are not spiritual enough to cast down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So guess what you got to do? Pray more. Guess what you got to do? Fast more. Guess what you got to do? Tap into God more and don't be discouraged. I'm led this morning to challenge 200 of you to sow a seed of $21.11. That every evil plan of the enemy be terminated. I'm led this morning to challenge, hey, Halabasha, 200 of you to sow a seed of $21.11. I feel that this morning. That's $ PBCJR. That's $PBCJR. You're sowing a seed of $21.11. You can give it at Cash App. You can give it on the website, BrianCorn.com. But I'm challenging everybody to sow a seed of $21.11. Sow it. That plan that they got for you at your job. Somebody's planning something at your job right now against you, but it's being terminated. Somebody's planning something in your family, but it's being terminated. Somebody's planning a lawsuit, but that thing is being terminated. I need you to pray. I need you to intercede that this thing be broken into pieces in the name of Jesus. Somebody may give 121. Somebody may give 221. Somebody may give $521.11. But I'm challenging everybody, 200 of you, to sow $21.11 today. And I need you to do it right now. Matter of fact, I know by the Spirit that you need to get this thing. I feel this very strong. Don't miss this window. For the next 4 minutes, you got 4 minutes to get this seed in. Do not hesitate. Don't wait. This thing is serious. I know this in the Holy Ghost. I know this in the Holy Ghost. And I want you all to know that every seed that I'm asking you to sow, I'm sowing. Every seed that I'm telling you to give, guess what? I'm giving it. Why? Because if the anointing is working for you, it's working for me. I'm not sowing it to myself. I'm sowing it to my pastor. I'm sowing it to my leader. Hallelujah. I'm sowing it like never before because I know that there's a plan. God showed it to me. He showed me a plan for my demise. He showed me a plan, an evil plan, an evil agenda, but it's terminated. As I sow my seed and pray and give myself the intercession, the plan of the enemy is being averted. It is being diverted, and it is being averted in the name of Jesus. Meshele. $21.11, that the plan of the enemy be canceled, terminated. 200 of you need to be giving it concerning your business. You need to give it for your son. Give it for your daughter. And write their name in that comment. But you need to be sowing your seed in faith because God don't tell no lies. Yeah. Oh, y'all, I'm telling you, you need to have your children to sow this seed. You need to have your mother to sow this seed. Your father, you need to have them to sow this seed. Because I'm telling you, there's an attack and a plan concerning your life. But you need, this is adamant. Y'all, I'm serious about this. This is the seed you need to sow because God is showing me right now that there's some evil intentions. And some evil agendas and some evil plans against your life. But those plans are being terminated by fire. They're being terminated by fire. They're being terminated by fire. Indele malama kandala bakuda la bahasia. Hey, ustalaman dele kirolo bobosa. Sow it for your father. Sow it for your son. Sow it for your wife. You need to sow it. $21 for you. $21 for your wife. $21 for your husband, $21 for your children, three children, four children, whoever they are. You are sowing that seed of $21.11 for your business. You are sowing it, hallelujah, for your church. You are sowing it for your pastor. You are sowing it for your whoever it is that's dear to you. Let's sow that seed in faith for them. Mele me kendele be kiralaba. Labandele bio sotune miki kalamanda. You are blessed. You are anointed. We're praying again this even at 6 o'clock. I'm enjoying this prayer. I'm enjoying it like never before. My God, I pray that your fire is being rekindled and that you are looking forward to prayer every day at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Let's give ourselves the prayer. Let's give ourselves the intercession. Let's beat the devil down in prayer. I know that there are over 1,000 people on here, not just the line, but some of you are merged in, and we welcome you too. But I want you to make sure you reach everybody you can reach and tell them to get on this line. And do not miss this, because I know by divine authority that there's an evil agenda against your life, but that agenda is being terminated. Come on, sow that seed. Sow it, sow it, sow it, sow it, sow it. I feel this very strong this morning. I feel very strong to push you to sow this seed that every plan, evil intention be terminated in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are anointed. You cannot be stopped. And today you will receive unstoppable favor in the name of Jesus. Mushake. Meshkalo, Mukunini Miki Ankalabala, Lalalaban Satolomonde. Pray. I'm doing a business proposal today. And so I'm declaring that it shall prevail and the will of God for it will stand. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. You are anointed. You cannot be stopped. And this year, God is going to blow your mind. You got a couple of more days this month, this year, and the purpose and plan of God for 2021 for your life, it will prevail. Sow your seed in faith. Don't miss it because something good is about to happen in your life. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. Please tell everybody you know. Everybody you know to get in prayer this weekend. We got to pray a certain prayer. Tell them to pray at 6 p.m. this evening. Tell everybody you know not to miss prayer. More grace. I'll see you at 6.